The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Welcome to the No Nonsense Show.
Why you sound like a special ed kid?
Baby, this is the No Nonsense Dojo. I'm just...
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
I'm just saying, if y'all are tuning in, to the show today, we got somebody today that is gracing us today that hadn't been on this motherfucker in, just ancient ages. And I would be, what's that word? It ain't remiss, but what is it? I'd be something if I don't motherfucker say the world renowned, the one and only motherfucker. You probably seen this nigga in your local porn star movies.
Or tour. You know
what I'm saying? Or touring, motherfucker singing, or motherfucker just moving the world, goddamn. We got motherfucking Oda.
What up, brothers?
You are such a cornball.
Thank you for the intro, brother.
You know that's Oda's biggest fan right here.
Hey. Whoa, Prince Reggie.
No,
Reggie. You was the one who was smitten.
I was never smitten.
Last time Oda was here, you were smitten.
Nah. Is that true?
His mouth was open, his eyes were like glossy.
Oh, don't say that. Nah. To be honest, don't say that.
Nah, it was
Oda,
like
what's
that.
Up, man?
What's good, brother? How y'all feeling?
The people didn't know that you existed anymore. They thought maybe the FBI finally got to you.
Man, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah, because last time you was on the show, you were saying you was in Starbucks and they were looking at you.
Yeah,
you
know true story.
Yeah.
True story.
You know, if you was with Trump, they would have got your way.
Nah. They tapped me on my shoulder, let me know that they were following me. And I shouldn't leave
nigga,
town.
Nigga, that was a sissy follow.
He had a sissy with a badge.
And motherfucker say, hey, I'm following you.
It was a sissy with a badge.
And motherfucker say, I got your back. Who got your back? I got your back.
Look, man, I'm glad to be here.
Hey, welcome back, nigga. Welcome back. You done slimmed up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, man.
Something you need to do.
That's fine. Oh, so you on this dick
but
now?
But you told me out about becoming vegan, though.
So I'm trying to compare. Is that a black color shirt that you got on French?
It's navy blue.
Oh, is it? Because if it was going to be black, nigga, it's off. I was like, compared to
Odub got on a fresh out the pack though, shirt. You can tell.
But your hat, is your hat out the pack
it's
too?
It's out the pack, yeah.
Oh, shit. But I was just saying, it's good to be black. Hey, because French Rage, so you just got two different color blues on. These fucking hats, you kill me with this hat. What is that NSK shit?
It's a motor company, machinery company.
Why do you even explain yourself?
Every time, huh?
I'm like, you be getting these motherfuckers. How do you get these same kind of
guys? Free. His hats look free.
Yeah.
They do. Are they
free?
This is, hats they give
dude,
away.
People
yeah.
just give them to you because you look like.
What do you get free hats from?
This is a company hat. So I'm pretty sure my dad, he was an engineer, used to work with that company. Yeah. Just giving it away.
I'm not dissing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a free hat.
But that's part of the style, though. It's just, you know.
What's look as bummy as possible.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah. like it's like bum sway. What is it called?
Yeah, bum sway.
Bum sway.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were young, it was just broke.
No, when we were young, you said if you better had the polo socks with the polo shoes.
You'll make it work.
And the polo shorts with the polo shirt. You'll make it work. And the polo wristband with the polo spectacles.
The tag on it.
Right.
Whatever. You're going to make it work.
That's kind of corny too, though, actually.
When you look back on it.
Now it is. That was Atlanta style, though. For those of y'all who grew up in Atlanta, most of y'all didn't, but Atlanta style was to match every single thing with the name brand.
From the shoe to
it
the
better
hat.
Not be a Reebok with a Nike.
Oh, man. You had a yellow shirt on, yellow polo stripes.
You still can't do that now.
What you mean?
What's that?
Like, you can't be wearing the Adidas sweatpants with, like, Nike sneakers. Like, ooh. People do it, but technically, by the come
to
fashion.
I'm too grown for that shit.
Yeah. Me too. I don't give a fuck.
He said, me too.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't give. Like, I'm wearing... I don't even really wear brands.
At least
you're
matching.
You said you would look at. You ain't know that you ain't had no goddamn brand on. That shirt is not a brand.
I know it's Old Navy,
made in America, which is good.
Is
I mean, you support
Old Navy
America.
Shirt.
That's a brand.
I thought that was Trump and shit though. He had the flag on that.
But that's a brand.
They talking about we got the darkies on one side and the light skins on the other side.
I didn't even take it like that.
See, colorism.
Because J Mac is not here, so we had to fill in and we had to go one shade dark.
No, this ain't a filling. Odub is an honorary host.
Well, I mean, you said honorary. Hoe again.
Host.
Oh, hoes.
Whatever. I'm saying. I take both of them.
I know that's right, brother. I know my brother.
No brother.
No shade, no shade.
I'm almost married this time, though.
Shut the fuck up. Nigga, me and you say that same
indulge.
Shit.
Don't say me and you.
Indulge.
Me and you. I said that same shit.
You said you got baby mamas.
No,
I said I'm almost married.
Nigga, I was engaged like, how long ago was that? Beyond about a year? Two years ago.
I know about that much.
He know you got drunk.
Nigga, that was the closest in years. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That was closest in years. You know, I always get a motherfucker. I always get engaged, whether they have a ring or not.
So you can't go to the next level?
Huh?
I've never been engaged, though.
You haven't?
Never.
Well, shit. Are you engaged now?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
I said almost married. I mean, because I thought if she's a decent girl, you know.
She's the one, huh?
I'm getting decent sex, so that's almost marriage to me.
Shit, nigga, that's most of the chicks that you fucking with, right?
How long you been sitting still?
Again?
Yeah, this time.
I've been sitting still for like 3 years, but that was with
Lil Bit and Red.
That was
Lil Bit
and Red.
Remember?
So you with
Lil
Bit and Red right now?
Exactly what I'm saying. How long have you been sitting still this time?
With one, April the 8th.
That's good deal. That's good deal. Did an STD test come back or something that just scared you?
I don't know. I got a bump now. I'm worried about that shit right
nigga,
now.
Nigga, that's because you on J Mac microphone.
Oh, he gonna
fuck around him, J Mac.
J Mac, I ain't got nothing to do with that, brother.
I'm serious, man.
They did tell me to change the filter.
Yeah, you hit it. But my
what is this? A filter?
A pop filter.
Yeah,
my brother J Mac. J Mac spit like he should walk around with a pop filter covering his mouth.
I don't want.
But I'm saying,
J Mac, my guy.
He not on the show today, but we missing him already. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Guy,
so that's
what
my
up,
nigga.
Jay? What up, man?
Yeah, French is really missing him. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Supplier.
French. Is that true?
Not really. That's I bought some for him today.
This motherfucker, French, this motherfucker shaking it. Hey, motherfucker, rubbing
it. I just thought about you said the supplier. Oh, man, I'm slow. I'm slow to the dojo.
I bought some for him today. Like, I was like, shoot, where he at?
Hey, this motherfucker over there just
shaking. So you know the name of the game. You don't come home with what you left with now. You don't ride cross lines and then come back with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
See,
with him, that was almost like some immigrant shit that he just...
I didn't mean to be
ride across the line, like, meaning, like, he was like, well, we go across the line and go to the States. We ain't coming back.
No.
With, you know, where not we with at, the same you know thing. What I'm saying? Unless they send us back.
No,
you know
not with the same thing, though.
Correct.
Friends, that went over your head. I apologize, brother.
Hold up. Why do you know April the 8th? So, why, like, that came out, like, quick.
Yeah, that's when it happened.
You decided that day.
No, we actually went to Six Flags and everything happened that day.
But I mean, that's April the 8th
that was the day.
But how do you remember it so well? Like, I've never known you be that
guy.
That
was the first day I went to Six Flags. It helped me.
Ever?
This year. Yeah. So it's April the 8th.
Well, congratulations. So no. One woman.
One woman, yeah.
That's a week after April Fool's.
It's 7 days to be taken.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, damn.
Yeah,
like, so you did good.
Has it been a hard transition dealing with just one woman?
Yeah, because I was dealing with two.
Yeah. Is it easier or better?
That sounds...
Two?
Yeah, I was only dealing with two. That was good for me.
You were only dealing with two?
Only dealing with two.
Okay, but you've been 5 months strong right now.
With one.
Okay, how's that going?
So far, so good. So far, I almost messed up this weekend, though. I went to see Lil Bit this weekend.
Why is that?
Her little man still my little man. So.
Yeah, I got you.
Are you about like me? I told you, we got a lot in common, nigga. You claiming kids and shit. You ain't in a relationship.
I've been doing that since I was
like
19, man.
We love them kids. Them goddamn, there's something about them women, them fucking kids.
But that was her first time telling me to come upstairs. She had a surprise for me, and I walked in the room. She was butt naked. I've never did that.
You like, nigga, that ain't a surprise. I've seen that shit a million times.
Yeah, but it's been like 8 months, and it was
different. You ran out?
Yeah, I ran out like a punk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I came this
medicine
far, man.
Medicine cleaned up, huh?
So you're a changed man.
No, fuck no. I didn't say that.
You're a changing man.
I have better
man.
Efforts.
Yeah, you're a changing man. I believe that.
I'm not a changed man. Not at all.
I'm trying
to work her into one, allowing me to have another girl. So
how's that going?
It's not going well.
It's okay. I mean, the thing about it is be like your boy Smoove.
Be like your boy Smoove.
If you work on him a little bit, I feel like sometimes I put pressure on the women like braces, right?
Like who? And,
like braces. Like when they have braces. So the technique behind braces, right?
Okay.
It's not so much pressure all at once. It's not hard. Like there's just a little bit gradual pressure at the time. consistency is what it causes
the
teeth.
All the time.
Causes the teeth tension? Moving it. Yeah. Well, it's,
no, but it's all the time.
It's all the time. No, it's consistency, just a little bit.
All the time.
Little bit.
That's not how braces work.
No. Well, braces is pushing on it consistently.
The whole time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so you just add consistency, but not so much.
Pushing together.
Yeah, but it's all the time pressure is the point. Because they tighten it, it don't loosen up.
Oh, it never lets up.
Yeah, so, but you don't give it, you don't go hard. It's like, it's like putting that dog in there and they ain't even wet. And you just ramming up at that.
What dog? I missed that.
That hot dog. You know what
hot dog?
We still talk about dicks. Hey, when you put that dick up in there, it get chafed. And they be like, wait a minute, nigga, let me get this.
You mean dry?
Yeah.
You don't eat pussy?
I do.
Yeah, I know. When it's dry, I eat too much pussy.
We actually got a voicemail from Baylor the Great. I'm going to just play it through because I don't have it in the system.
Okay.
A nigga Baylor riding.
Let me get it set up.
Shit, why you getting set up and shit? Hey, I can't get that nigga name. Baylor, appreciate you, nigga, always chiming in, nigga.
I said hi.
Hey.
I said hi, my brothers over there in Atlanta. Look, I miss you guys. I do. In a non-gay way, okay? I want to say I love you guys, and you guys are doing great. I want to give a special shout-out to King Kunta because... You know, Black on Both Sides is very good. I'm talking about extremely informative, and I told King Kunta he has a voice for radio. He has that voice that people want to call in just to argue with him. You know, and I'm glad he's a part of the team. We have a super solid team. You know, like low key, Giannis is over there looking like he's looking like Barry Gordon right now. You know what I'm saying? Putting a solid team together. But I have to address something. We have to tone down the dick talks, okay? There's nothing but swords in that room. And it shouldn't be that many dick topics back to back. I don't want to be responsible for anybody getting in an accident, so I don't want to say every time a dick topic comes up or somebody talks about their dick or says the word dick or penis to take a shot. Or a sip of alcohol? No. I say we do this in a little bit more mature, safe way. And let's get a jar and put a dollar in there every time y'all bring up dicks, okay? Then we can talk about vaginas all day. But eventually we're going to get tired of talking about that, too. Mm-hmm. Jamie Mac, stop putting porn in the Slack like that, okay? I opened it up. I enjoyed it. But you can't keep this type of behavior going on consistently. Okay. Another thing is Giannis and King Kunta. I love Black on Both Sides. I love the show, but I love the show. I don't need to read what you niggas is talking about on the show. You understand me? Now, we can go back and talk about it, but this arguing going back and forth, this almost dark skin versus this vanilla light skin debate in the Slack, that's not what we're here for. We're here for ignorant, emotional, irrational, terrible people that we love. And we love everybody in the Slack, including Jay Smooth, who's barely in there because he's out somewhere at home. But that's okay because that's our brother and we love him, okay? French Reggie, yeah, okay. You young, but you holding it down though, French Reggie. You holding it down and I appreciate that and I love that from you. So I'm past my 2 minutes, God damn it.
Baylor the Great with the positive motivation. If you guys haven't checked out Baylor's two shows yet, BTG for President and also Open Room with BTG, it's on the Rarisonics Network, but you can get it on Apple Podcast app. BTG, we appreciate you shouting us out, man, and thank you for the positive words. French Reggie really needs that because I think that he feels beaten down in the room with the rest of the swords, I think you called it. I don't know. I've gotten a lot of people saying that we're talking about dick too much.
It used to be
just Jay Smooth, I guess, and now it's popping up. But the thing is, though, is we got two borderline homosexual people on the show. So it's, you know.
This is what it is. When we make a comment about it, you and Jamie Mac try to multiply and go deep into it, and now it becomes a dick conversation.
And then
that's the thing. We can, like he just said a comment about dick. y'all, if I had said that, y'all would have stopped, make a whole topic about that, and then go back to whatever point.
It's the way you say it, though.
But
man.
I'm just saying that's why we've been. That's why the audience feel that
and
way.
And then they probably.
It's not like we're really sitting here saying, let's have dick topics.
And who knows? We could probably be offending people in the Slack. You know what I'm saying? Whether people are getting it or motherfuckers are not blessed with it. So you know what I'm saying?
Not blessed with what?
Dick or get dick.
But we did have a show about. Penis though. We did have that.
But is it offending people or offending
saying,
him?
It could, no, I'm not. We're not saying it could be offending people from different sides. So depending on what side of the border you come from. If you're on the border, if you're on the side of the border that you ain't getting dick, that's offensive.
You're on women.
Yeah, okay, well, the border. Okay. You could be a man if you ain't getting no dick. It depends.
Well, I mean, I'm a guy. I'm not getting any dick.
No, we talking. We don't know who in the Slack who get dick away. Or you could be a dude in the Slack and you not be blessed with dick. So either way,
sword,
you know
what I'm saying?
Oh. Be like, man, these niggas is always talking about dick.
No sword, knife.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I have to look at this little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it could be offensive, and we got to look at it. You know what I'm saying? And just take that. That's good feedback. I think Baylor, we appreciate that, man. You know, because we got to look at it from different sides and take different approaches. So, you know, so looking out of that lens that you're probably coming from, Baylor, I think, be honest, we got to take that in consideration. What do you think?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's funny that Baylor the Great said that King Kunta has a radio voice because O-Dub just got through saying that just a few minutes ago. So,
Shout out
to that show too, Black on Both Sides. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you go check out me and King Kunta on Black on Both Sides as well.
Yeah.
I like his voice.
You like his voice?
Hey, welcome to the dojo. Yeah, whatever. Hey, I like his voice.
Well, you see, it sound like he got some plows on
his
throat.
I got to ask y'all something.
Ask us then, old man.
Yeah, especially since old dog.
Why you call him old man?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Old
soul?
Oh, I do have an old soul.
Okay. Your hat is kind of coordinated with your shirt, though.
Thank you. I thought so when I left the house, so, you know.
Take out those fake-ass earrings, you'll be all right.
But yeah, since I got old up in the building, I feel like you're a perfect person for this topic. Ooh. So this did happen to me. This happened to a friend of mine.
It didn't happen to you.
Nah, yeah, it
is
really didn't.
Is that a disclaimer?
No, it's not.
Is that a disclaimer?
Yeah, it is.
It's not a disclaimer.
I'm gonna tell you something. So what happens is, right?
That's Jamie Mack. That's not me.
Jamie Mack. Nothing.
I claim my shit.
Nothing ever happens to J Mack. It's not always personal. Somebody else. Okay. It's
this is homeboy.
It's his homeboy. It's his cousin. Everybody. And if you know of him, like. We know him. You know he don't have really that many friends.
I would say
if you
that,
know
how you stretch,
him,
how you stretch
like
that.
We know him. You know that
he don't have that
many friends.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That
anytime your wife is your best friend. She's your friend. She's your only friend. Hold on, B.
My wife is my best friend.
No, hold on. And I said nigga and only.
Hey, that's a key word. Key component.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a problem.
Is that a bad thing, though?
I mean, it all depends on the lens you're looking out of. It might not be a bad thing for him. It might be a great thing. But I don't think...
Would it be a bad thing for you?
Nigga, I gotta have some friends, nigga. I cannot go through this world like Will Smith in the movie with just me and the dog. I just cannot do
but
that.
Nah, but this
who's
is,
the dog? So no, Jamie Mack is the guy.
No,
who's the dog?
No, I'm not. No, that's not what I was saying.
Is he speaking of A-Love?
No.
He's the only friend.
No, that's not what. That's not what I said.
Well,
no. I said I couldn't go through the movie with just me. It'd be me like Will Smith, me and the dog. I didn't compare that
because you could say Will Smith and his son. He did another movie.
Jay Mack. No.
Jay Mack. You said the dog.
Did Jay Mack? I didn't say no. I didn't say that shit.
Well, why do you say that? What was the movie with?
He's talking a lot of shit
him
in a safe place.
But nigga, yeah. it was a lot of people in that movie.
No hell.
I am legend.
I can't be like Will Smith when he went through life with him and his dog.
Listen to what I said. When it was him and his son, that was the pursuit of happiness.
Right. No, not that one.
That's not the movie.
When it was on little space, it wasn't space, but it was just him and his son.
Yeah, that was his real son.
His real son.
Oh, I ain't see that
him
movie.
Him and Jaden were in the movie. They was on like Planet.
Planet or some shit.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that movie. I'm talking about the one where it was I Am Legend, where it was him and just a dog by himself. I said I couldn't be like that. I didn't say that J-Mac's wife was no dog. Nigga, that's not what I
don't
I
know
said.
How Jamie Mack is going to take
it. I heard it
one way.
Say the fuck out of here.
I don't know.
Fuck that. That's not what I said.
So is his wife a dog?
No, nigga. She's
okay. So why would you bring up
clear to God? I don't know why you'd have chose I Am Legend.
I don't know.
Because I can't pick.
You could have said Denzel Washington and his wife in what was that movie? It just came out. It's just him and her.
He could have said
that was her friend, his friend, and that was it. He didn't hang out.
Equalizer.
He had some kids and shit. Talking about when he was putting the fence together the whole movie.
I think
it was kids in there too, nigga.
What's the movie with Tom Hanks on the Castaway? You could have said Castaway.
Yeah.
Castaway, they was on a ship, nigga.
No,
it was just volleyball.
It was just him and the volleyball. Okay, I tell you. I could have said the movie with the motherfucker and the lion. You know what I'm saying? That's better than the dog,
the
though,
life
right?
of Pi?
The Life of Pi.
That was a tiger, right?
It's a tiger, nigga. I could have said that shit.
It's a tiger.
You know? I mean, I can't be like the motherfucker.
Okay,
the
we
pie.
Get it, nigga. We get it.
You motherfucker.
Odell, go ahead, man. Hey, do you remember where you was at?
I don't know.
Hey, look, I was talking. Okay.
I know, but Odell
was
going to
say something.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, he made the disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about because that really happened to my homeboy. He came up and he was telling me about that story.
Clear your throat because
Whatever, Jay Smooth.
That gargle.
So he was messing with this chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much this chick gave him head. And when it was time to smash, she was like, I can't smash because I got a boyfriend.
Oh.
And then he was like, but you just gave me head. So I feel like we already broke the ceiling. She said that fucking him is worse than actually giving head.
Okay.
Huh.
And then he just
She gave head?
She gave head.
And he gave her, he ate her out.
Yeah.
So they both did oral.
Yeah, yeah.
But and she then said, he was trying to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. And then she said, I got a boyfriend.
You can't get no pussy.
Yeah, but she gave him head too.
I've been there. Please.
Yeah, yeah. But she didn't want to smash because she actually got she's in a relationship.
Yeah, I understand that.
And then she told them the reason why she doesn't want to smash is because that's actually worse than giving head. Because okay. He was like, yo, you just gave me head. Like,
okay.
you about to kiss this dude anyway. So, like, you might as well let us fuck. And she's like, nah, because if I fuck you, that's kind of bad. But giving head is, you can work with that. Yeah. And then he just dipped. And then when he was telling me that story, I was like, I kind of understand. Like, you know, like.
You do?
Fucking is. I don't understand both because giving head, you're going to kiss me after that.
Okay.
But I can understand her saying that, oh, if I actually have sex with you, he won't forgive me. Then, I gave you head, he might forgive me for
that. Let me ask a question first before we even get to that because that's interesting that you would say that. But, I mean, you are 23. Have you guys ever been supposed to get some pussy, but old girl told you, nah, I just want you to eat it, and then you did it anyway?
Absolutely.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Did you get the pussy anyway?
No, you didn't get the pussy. You just ate the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That's all you
but
got.
But she didn't give you nothing in return?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think I have. I've never done that. Matter of fact, the chick you tried to set me up with first day of school.
You.
Remember that? That chick? The teaser chick?
Yeah, teaser.
She came over to my house that time and was like, she's like, she said up front too, I'm not going to give you no pussy, but you can eat my pussy.
And pussy eating wasn't really in like that back then.
I ate pussy back then.
No, I ate pussy.
But see, you mixed though. So that.
Old W is not mixed.
Well, you
real
was hanging with a mixed.
Yeah, I feel like eating pussy was always
ass. My junior
I want to make sure nobody talked on top. You said
I was eating ass my junior year. So I don't know about what this mix shit. I don't know.
Nobody in high school was eating ass but you.
I was eating ass.
No, but that chick you set me up, it's your fault, man. She was like, I'm not going to give you any pussy. She said up front, but you can eat my pussy. So I just started laughing. And my other homeboy, O, was in the other room. And he was mad because he wasn't getting any play from old girl. And he thought I was laughing because I had smashed and he didn't.
Mm.
So the whole rest of the night, he's mad at me thinking that I'm laughing at her because, like, you got to be out of your fucking mind.
Mm.
You got to be retarded for real if you're going to tell me ahead of time, you're not getting no pussy, but you can eat my pussy as if that's a gift.
Yeah.
But you three niggas say that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but they didn't tell us ahead of time. We thought we was about to go through, and then they stopped it.
Let me say mine, though. I've never.
This nigga say ass in high school.
I did. Junior year.
Motherfuckers have never told me that I can eat them out, but I ain't get no pussy. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
They've never said that. I wind up doing it because that's what I wanted to do to them
right there at that moment.
No. I just did it for that moment or whatever. But majority of the motherfucking time, if I do that shit to a motherfucker, I'm automatically assume I'm gonna fuck. I'm gonna stop eating. I'm gonna get right to the point where that motherfucker about to climb at. I say, shut up. I put my dick in their mouth. And then after that, I wind up fucking the motherfucker.
So you just don't use condoms?
I do use condoms.
No, because there's some air time in between telling that girl you're gonna fuck her.
And so I'm so good with my shit. I'm gonna tell you. I said there are times that I haven't, right? I haven't used them. But majority of the time I'm gonna use them. But see what happens is I stay prepared most times, especially if I know that I'm about to get ready to fuck with a motherfucker.
So you eat pussy and sliding your condom on.
No, look, I have done that. But what I've done is motherfuckers, when I'm about to motherfucking get ready to fuck, they say, but we gotta get a condom. I got one right here. I pull out.
You're lying.
Tear that motherfucker with the mouth.
You put condoms in your mouth like that. You tear
I tear the paper out that bitch and nigga.
Why you put your mouth on the
because he wants his condom to be less effective because he's gonna hey, bite through it.
No, I'm not gonna bite through. When you good nigga shit. No, you ain't never did that shit.
Never put
do you
the
realize
condom in my
doctor
mouth.
Say,
I just get out the motherfucking box.
Never put a condom in my mouth.
Do you realize?
I'm not talking about a condom, nigga.
Never,
I'm talking about
never put a condom wrapper in my mouth.
The doctor say do not open a condom that way because you're gonna tear the condom.
Tear it.
I've been doing it so long, nigga, and I get the tip. And you can tear it with your motherfucking finger.
I know.
Then, yeah, use your finger.
No, we're talking about teeth.
Because your teeth and your finger are different.
When you got, if you
ain't
get,
smooth, you say
so
your
let
teeth.
Me ask you a question. You
I have say
a,
I've never done
I just
that.
Had a Reese, I just had a Reese cup tonight, right?
Okay.
Ate a Reese cup for I can't
it's not
myself.
A condom. It's not
listen,
a life or
no,
death
listen,
thing.
No,
brother.
Listen, motherfucker.
Okay.
So I just had a Reese cup.
Bad,
I just
bad.
Had a Reese cup tonight, right?
Okay.
So have you ever took the Reese cup and tore it with your mouth?
I don't put shit in my mouth like that.
That's the fuck out of here. And your ass, nigga. It's not candy and food, nigga, no problem.
I take that back. I did eat ass in high school too. Because I was in that band with all them niggas from Virginia.
Who
they
eat
was
all, ass?
They was in college, like, yo,
young,
they
that.
Was calling me youngin' because they was from DC, yeah. Like, youngin'. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, this is you gonna end up doing it. You might as well just do it now.
Peer pressure.
I did in high school too. I forgot about that.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, that was totally peer pressure.
I was a junior, this lady was 30. I didn't want to seem like a little boy, even though I was a fucking kid.
No, see, that's weird. You just made it weird.
You were smashing 30-year-olds your junior year?
You just made it weird. No, not
I,
just smashing them, eating their ass.
Yeah,
you
was molesting. So
she was molesting you.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
But it was fine. But it's okay for you, huh?
Yeah.
Because that was fine.
No, I didn't know it was going to be fine.
That's
it was
not
weird.
Double standard.
It was weird, but I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because she was one of the baddest strippers, so I'm like, all right, fuck, I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. BTG just joined the room. BTG, we're not talking about dicks, just so you know. We played your voicemail, but I
look,
do
back
remember.
To your question, Bian.
Okay, so, but y'all feel like it's okay. See, I feel like,
no, I didn't say it was okay.
But,
it
no,
happened
okay.
to me.
French Reggie has already told us that he will eat ass within the first three times he has sex with her.
Ass.
Sometimes one night stand ass eating.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know your ass, brother.
Yeah.
So most of the rest of us like, what?
Hold on, be honest. Hold on. First of all, that's
ass.
Hold on. So, Frank, so you saying you eat ass too or eat pussy within the first three times?
It no, ass.
I was saying my ass.
You going to eat ass?
Within the first three. Where have you been?
Where you been?
Nigga, I thought he was saying pussy. That
no,
ass.
I said third fuck. I said the
asshole.
Third fuck. Because by the third fuck, you probably fucked her 10 times already.
Wait, what
do you mean the third fuck you fucked her 10 times?
That math is wrong.
What do you mean? You've
done
it 10 times? What do you mean?
Three times.
No, look,
you
I'm
fucked
about,
it three times. You fucked
you
her 10 three times.
Yeah.
Third fuck gives me the third different time we meeting.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
but that's still not but like, bad
hold
math.
Up, hold up. When you meet a girl, right, and she comes spend the day with you, y'all fuck multiple times that day, right?
So what?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, if we fuck four times, that means my fourth fuck.
He's yeah, changing but, this shit.
No. I've always said that. I said it's the third different time we meet.
Okay. Does that make
sex.
It better that you still eating her ass? Who
so you
fuck?
Think you know her better after seven fucks
I don't
if it's
know.
Been the same
that's
day?
That's so weird.
It's like,
yeah, when she's by the third time.
When she got here, we were on fuck four. Now we're on fuck seven.
It doesn't
you don't
matter.
Know her any goddamn
it don't
better.
Matter.
Yeah,
to know whether she's a clean ass motherfucker.
Mine is by the third time.
To French point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The third
goddamn point.
Listen. To French point, what he knows is she don't have a schmail. And he said, it's okay for me to eat that ass. I'm sorry. I ain't eating that ass that soon.
But you know, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
According
the
to you.
Different times I'm meeting, I'm hooking up with her.
This is why your beard don't fill in.
But let me ask you this. So you saying, okay, you've been fucking this girl for 2 weeks with a condom. You said, fuck it, I've been fucking her 2 weeks. I can take the condom off now and fuck her off.
I just don't.
That, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't make fucking sense. She's still the same pussy.
I'm always going to wear a condom because I ain't trying to give her a kid.
No, I guarantee you've taken that condom off
because
you thought you knew her.
Nah.
You ain't been fucking with condoms all your life. Stop fucking lying.
The times I haven't fucked with condoms, I've been so scared. I was like,
hold
I'm not
on,
even touching myself
so
in that
30 times, 30 times with you fucking somebody, you're still using a condom?
Come on.
No, she gets on the pill because that means that's
well,
my
fuck
girl.
Fuck the pill. Wait.
Hold on. Yeah. So look, 30 times to you is only 4 days.
Yeah.
You said multiple.
This motherfucker went and got the pill in 4 days?
Nah.
This is all sounding fishy.
Yeah.
It's just the third different time I'm meeting her up to hook up.
And that makes you feel bad. Okay, you know what? I can eat her ass now because
I've gotten used to fucking
her. I'm not going to use condom, but I'm going to lick that
ass. The first night, French.
You might as well eat it the first night.
Yeah, you might, but you know,
okay,
some
but
girls don't.
So you got a date... lick ass rule or something. What the fuck is that? Well, I ain't gonna eat ass. You don't know. I don't eat no ass on the first night, but third night.
Cause some people don't let it all out the first time you fucking.
What shit?
Some
me?
People what?
Some people don't like to let
shit
it all
me?
Out the first
shit.
Time.
I'm not gonna
I know
eat
you
the
said
fuck
it.
If I'm not gonna give you my best.
Yeah. My wife is in the room telling everybody I eat ass. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's cool, kid.
Oh.
But here's the thing.
Nothing's wrong with eating ass.
It was just on the first day or the second day or the third day.
No, but after the fourth time.
Here's the thing. I'm not really willing to eat pussy if I've never fucked you.
I understand that.
I can understand.
Because that. I don't ever, I guess that girl, I was in high school then. Mm. I guess she ruined me, because if a woman ever let me eat her pussy and then like reneged on the pussy.
Damn, but do you, might be a rapist.
I don't know about that. I'm not Jay Smooth.
Do you like enjoy eating pussy for the sake of just eating pussy? Because I like that. So sometimes I don't need shit in return. I just like to see you happy.
Fuck that, dude. I'm gonna have to get something in return. I love
Nationwide on your side. Nationwide is on your side.
Fuck it, I take that. I
wanna eat your pussy just
because. But I eat it just hey.
Okay, you know? I like eating my woman's pussy just because.
Okay.
I'm not just giving these random bitches making these hoes lucky.
Nah,
making these hoes lucky.
Bitch, you ain't that lucky. Because what I'm about to give you.
Right.
Oh, man.
You just giving it away for a
dress. Now, if you fucking hoes, hoes gonna let you fuck. Period.
I don't see no difference in a hoe and a woman. Please, enlighten me.
No, if it's just like girls, you're just smashing. Like,
what's the difference?
How many hoes have you fucked?
Like, legit.
What's your ratio of hoes to women? Because you said hoes. Okay. Bro, hoes to women, what's your ratio?
I probably fucked like 6. Like, girls I know for sure.
Out of the 21.
Ratio is something to a something.
Something to a something.
A colon in
what
between.
Numbers? Yeah, yeah.
So 4 to 1, hoes to the good girls? Or?
6 to...
No, mostly good girls before hoes.
So what's the ratio, my nigga?
I mean, I don't know. I don't...
4 to 10? 4 to 2? 4 to 1?
2 to 3. 2 to 1. 4 to 1.
That nigga said 1 to 3.
For every 3 good girls you fuck, how many hoes do you fuck?
Probably 1. Yeah.
So 3 to 1.
3 to 1.
Yeah. 3 to 1. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of hoes, French Reggie, because I don't know if you noticed or not, Odell, but French Reggie increased his numbers like 20-fold.
I didn't.
Because we went on a rampage.
Since she been gone.
So you think, how many women you think you fucked? Oh,
32 to be exact.
32?
Yeah.
Okay, ask me that.
How many women you fucked?
Don't worry about it. you ain't going to believe it. Anyway.
I know the number. We discussed about. I mean, probably went up since last time.
I told him there's no way Odell fucked 1,000 women. There's no way that Jay Smooth fucked 300 women.
Bro, I can understand you went on tour. You've been out in the street.
What did I do? I didn't say anything, be honest.
I think Jay Smooth, honestly, is around 65 to 70.
Okay.
And I'm thinking Odell is probably, I would say.
65 to 70.
I think Jay Smooth is about
flat 300.
65. He said 300.
Yeah.
I think Odub is probably, I'll say 250.
I'm under Jay Smooth?
No, he's 65, 70.
Oh, you say he said 3. I'm like, wow, yeah. Damn.
I'm saying y'all made your numbers bigger.
Okay.
For
why you don't I can break it down.
Why you
real
don't
quick
believe them?
Huh?
Why you don't believe them?
I mean, when has he ever told the truth?
Okay.
One thing your boy ain't doing, I ain't lying on that
why
dick.
Why you popping
though,
his collar though?
I ain't lying on that dick, friends, because I'm scared that motherfucker, hey, the reverse Pinocchio. You know what I'm saying? And I cannot have that.
All
syndrome.
Jokes aside. If I had to do the numbers, from 13 years old
to now,
to 20, hell no, I stopped counting. To 20, I know I had fucked 200 girls from 13 and 20.
So in that 7 year, yeah, over 20.
From 13 to 16, I only had fucked 2 girls. So that means from 16 to 20,
you went off.
It was 197 or some shit.
Yeah.
And I know that because for 3 summers, I went on tour. And I did a 70 city tour, and I didn't fuck once. So that's 69. I did an 80 city tour, I think I didn't fuck like 5, so that's about 75. Then I did a 55 city tour and fucked every time.
And then
I'm not even counting when we switched. If we did 60 dates, me and my partner switched. I got to fuck his girl, he got to fuck my girl. So if it was 60, that's 90 for me. So gotcha. Half of the time, I fucked his girl, he fucked my girl. I'm dead ass. So I don't know. By from 16 to 20, it might be about 400.
So how many
women.
STDs you avoided during that era?
A lot.
I don't even know how though, honestly, because at least 150 of them.
But to be fair, he was on tour. He didn't tell
and
you
that's
who
unfair.
With.
Yeah,
he was on
I
tour.
Didn't want to say that.
He was on tour with Luther Campbell from.
And that's a low number.
So that's different. Jay Smooth ain't never been no fucking tour.
That's the only reason why my numbers are like that.
The crazy part, I don't give a fuck. I toured the fucking city.
No.
And I toured the state.
No.
And then I get bitches outside.
No regular man. Do you know a regular man? This is my opinion. A regular man, if a regular man fucked 12 girls a year, that's a lot. You shouldn't even fuck
let me
that
tell
many
you the,
girls.
Let me tell you the real number. Average lifetime sexual partners from everybody, black, white, yellow, orange, tall, short, whatever, for men is 13.7, for women is 7.
Yeah.
Niggas be lying.
Man.
Now, I think you're lying, too. And I think he's...
You know I'm not
when
lying.
You said 1,000, when you said 1,000, I think you're lying.
Nah.
You may not know, but that's fine. That's fine.
You know, it's amazing. I'm going to tell you, hey, O-Dub, and I tell niggas all the time.
He's right. I could be wrong, but I'm not off by more than 50.
And I know I'm not off. Hey, hey, nigga, if you ain't been hanging on my nut, nigga, like ornament on a tree during Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't there, nigga.
Hold on, stand by. As I ask Jamie Mac, okay. How many times have you hung out with J Smooth in your life? More than you can count, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the ratio to him actually pulling a bitch or just making a bitch laugh at him?
Pulling. I give him a
30%. 30%. Okay, so 3 out of 10, J Smooth. So Jamie Mac had a big donut. You never pulled anybody.
Let me ask you this question.
And I'm giving you 3.
So let me ask you this question.
So it's not even the real number.
He's not even positive.
So let me ask you this right quick. Mm-hmm. There are times that homeboys might have called and said, man, you missed hanging out with us. We had a bunch of bitches and such. Mm-hmm. You missed it. And then you go out with the motherfucker. Seem like you don't get no. You ain't hitting shit. You know. But then you got some of them motherfucking friends that you go out with and you hang out with. You motherfucking getting bitches like all the time with them motherfuckers. Okay. And that's how it is. Well, be honest, because I don't put be honest in that environment because I don't want him to get in trouble.
Because so he don't run his life then.
It's like this, right? What I'm saying is it's like stealing, right? If I'm stealing and you hanging out with me, you accessory to the fucking crime. You might as well have had a fucked. You know what I'm saying? So you're there. You're looking at pussy.
What if his wife already know you as a monkey motherfucker?
Then she does. And she does.
I'm not saying she do.
She does. Hey, if anybody,
so she don't blame him.
If anybody knows me, hey, Kit motherfucker know the bullshit. I done put motherfuckers through. She hear the stories and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is that, right? And I said, that's why I don't put him in those type of environments. And I try to maintain my best behavior.
This is not true. Why is he lying? O-Dub, mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time you've ever seen a woman walk by Jay and he don't say nothing to her?
Who's listening?
I don't give a fuck. Say whoever.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I have never seen a woman pass by him. He didn't say something.
Yeah, you always got something to say.
Okay.
Something.
Because he said that.
Especially the waitresses.
Look, Frenchie. Because Beyonce said that is why I don't like when they compare us. Because I'm nothing like that shit. Nothing.
Just alike.
I'm nothing like that. I don't even holler at women.
And that's okay.
No. I'm being honest.
It's okay.
I don't holler at women.
See, when you
that don't mean I don't fucking like them. Now, I'm not saying I don't see somebody I like.
It's just that
actually pull your dick out on them. Let them tell them about your dick.
And right. Still only closing 30?
And you got to compare me to
every bitch in the world.
I'm upset with you now.
Why?
You said we're the same.
Y'all are kind of the same.
I'm never pulling my dick out. I've never said feel my dick. I've never said, babe, I'm packing 10 and 11 and 12. And, baby, you know, I've never said that to
a guy. Have you ever referred to your dick as that dick?
Never.
Yeah. Hey,
what are we talking about? Eric, cut it out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
French Reggie, back to your okay. time.
So, personally, me, if my, like, as where I'm at in my life, and I feel like whatever
in
relationship.
This is like you 50.
and whatever relationship life. I get into, if a girl cheat on me, it's pretty much over. I don't think I'm going to try to work it out right now. Maybe when I get older and we're in something much more serious, maybe I'll have that empathy to work it out. But right now, I won't put up with that shit. Period.
Huh? Who wants to put up with it?
Some people do. Some people forgive. Some people understand.
They don't forgive.
Is this the same topic?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying I won't, but. The girl that did that said that she could. She said that she feels like, oh, he could possibly forgive me if I suck dick.
Ah,
but if I fuck, he won't forgive me.
Okay,
me. I'm saying me. I don't forgive you.
If you put
period.
Your mouth on a dick, you've cheated.
You
cheated.
You might as well fucking fuck it.
But
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I felt.
Do you leave her? What do you do?
It's hard for me.
But what do you think though?
What do you prefer? Is what you mean?
Yeah.
What would you prefer your girl did on you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But you told me. Correct me if I'm wrong. You said you agree with her.
I can see why she said that.
So how could you see why she said that, but then just showing her ass, like, just get the fuck out of here if she do it?
Because what I'll do, it's not, doesn't mean that I have to.
Have you ever been a cheater?
Nah, I never cheated.
Never?
Nah.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of. I probably have, but you just never caught her.
Okay. Toya, hold on, y'all. Mm. Toya, O-Dub, not mistakenly, went and saw a little bit this weekend, and she had a surprise for him upstairs and was butt naked, and he ran out of the house.
Like a bitch.
So he's not with her, no. All right, so you're saying you've never been cheated on. But what would you prefer?
Yeah,
would you prefer your girl sucks a dick or fucks?
Neither for me.
No,
if you
have
to pick one?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the top.
I got to pick one?
You have to pick one.
She can do both then. It's the same for me.
You know what one means?
Nah. There's no one.
Pick one.
I can't.
It's a combo.
She might as well do
it's
everything.
It's like fries and a Big Mac. It's got to go together. Like, just pick one, man.
I can't. They both are equal to me.
We'll come back to you.
Yeah, come back
think
to
about
me.
It. What you think? What do you think? You didn't know I was coming to you?
I mean, I know. If I had to choose fucking, because by fucking, I feel like the worst already happened, so it is what it is.
Huh?
If I had to choose one.
So fucking is the worst?
Yeah.
You think fucking is worse than her putting her mouth on a dick and committing?
Because by fucking, she already did it already. She already fucked everything up, so it doesn't matter now. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I have a preference.
Name all the places you've put your dick before.
No way.
No, I'm just saying, seriously. Name all the places you've put your dick before.
Only in a girl's mouth and pussy.
That's the only place you've ever put your dick? Ever?
I never did anal yet.
Okay.
You bet you've masturbated.
No, oh, titty fuck.
When you were a little kid, did you put your dick between some pillows?
Nah, I didn't. Bologna or something? Like,
nah. I wasn't that desperate.
Really, nigga?
I fucked a shit out of steak one time. Hey, fuck y'all. I was a horn dog.
Who
I almost caught salmonella poison in my dick.
So you can't get that.
Never eat a sandwich at this nigga's house.
I know.
Who ate that steak though?
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I thought about it though.
You fucked the bologna out the rhyme, nigga?
Nah, it had too much of the slime on it. So I was like, fuck, this not gonna be right.
But you thought about it.
I thought about it.
Jay Smooth, what's worse?
I think putting a dick in her mouth is worse. You might as well just fuck the dick. I mean,
That's what I said.
It's the same. But if you pick one, if I had to pick one, I'd rather that motherfucker just fuck the dick. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. You got to go behind that motherfucker. You want to kiss and shit. And every time you kiss, you're gonna
be sucked dick before. Stop being so sensitive.
She has.
No, but it's not that. It's not that to me. I feel like, first of all, you got a 50-50 chance that she used the condom, and that's not. She didn't really fuck.
No
dick touched her pussy. Yeah, that's she didn't do it.
If you gonna go there, okay.
Okay, but let's say she didn't, though, right?
Yeah.
I still feel like the flesh is weak. And you can separate fucking somebody, but to commit and put a dick in your mouth.
Is that more passion?
And look up in their eyes, like, oh, you know
what
I'm saying?
Let them bust in your face?
Yeah, she's looking.
It's that visual. That's fucking
looking
you
in
up.
Their eyes.
I want my girl to let him bust in your face.
You want her to?
I want. If you went that bitch, go all the way. Go all the fucking way.
Why do you want her to, though?
Because why she shouldn't have went there? Go right, all the fucking way.
Be so just fucking.
Yeah, go all the way. I want him to bust all in your
mouth.
Yeah,
that's why I said fuck it, because.
The fuck I look like? Oh, well, you know what? You didn't suck his dick. So I forgive you. No, nigga.
I'm saying that I would prefer my girl fucked around on me than sucked around on me. That's all I'm
same
saying.
Shit.
But it ain't the same to me. Yeah. Because there's another level of you could be thinking about something else, mm-hmm. doing something. I don't believe that you could think about something else with a dick in your mouth.
I thought about a lot of shit while I was eating pussy.
I haven't.
You, boy, come on now, be honest.
I have never thought about somebody else and ate pussy.
No, oh, he said something else just came in.
I'm like, what?
What the fuck
are you thinking about? It's taking this motherfucker too long to come. So your mind wonders, bro. I've been in church before and started thinking about pussy. I didn't mean to.
Why?
I don't know.
What? This is totally
that happens all the time.
Okay,
church.
Have that ever happened to you, Frenchie?
Yeah, at church.
See,
all
I know
the
I'm
time.
Not the only one
again,
in this
again, though, but we're talking about something where you're having to take something that's inside your body and take it out of you and put it on something else. What I'm saying is my woman has a dick in her mouth, inside of her body.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Let him bust all on your face.
I would, French Reggie, I prefer she fuck. So your friend saying that fucking is wrong, but sucking dick is okay. That sounds like some Promise Keepers type shit from the Mormon high school where they can't have sex before marriage or something.
It was a white girl. Maybe she probably has.
Don't put it on race.
No, I'm just saying she probably has a Mormon background. She probably got a Mormon background.
I know whores black women, whores Asian women.
I'm just saying she probably got a Mormon background.
That's so unfair. That's so fucking unfair.
You've met a black Mormon? Yeah. I'm not saying there's none, but there's you.
From Utah.
Gladys Knight is a Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who cares?
Why do you have to bring up Gladys?
Anyway.
I would prefer her to just get a pussy eight and then leave. If that's, can that be my preference?
But I'm just not, I just don't make it no habit just eating a broad pussy and not getting nothing out for
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, back to that. Thank you.
I got a motherfucker. I'm going to get something out of it. It's just like,
you're selfish.
Once upon a time when
once upon a time.
Here we go.
You telling little kids
that's like a lie. Once upon a time. How far upon a time
man,
was it?
I didn't have like motherfuckers like I say. I just assume it's going to the next step and the next step and the next step.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna go down, and I do, I love eating pussy. I mean, that's just okay. Just
but you don't eat ass though.
And I have eaten ass. And I've
whoa,
eaten,
you told
I,
me you never. No, you told no, me you never.
I've said I eat ass.
Okay, I missed that episode.
And get my ass ate. You know what I'm saying? So it's
you still get.
If motherfucker won't lick my ass, nigga, that is.
That's fair game. Fine.
It's fair
so
game.
Do you hold your own ass open?
I will hold that motherfucker open, nigga.
Wow.
Hey, look,
I've never done that.
Hey, look.
So you gonna hold your ass open and then you gonna look back at
him. Hey, no, I'm nigga, I'm
no,
my,
are
nigga,
you gonna hold your ass open?
I'm not, I don't
look back at him.
I don't have to look back, nigga. I'm
are
on
you,
my back.
Are you on your knees?
Oh, no, nigga, I'm on my back.
Oh.
Nigga, I'm on my back, nigga, with my legs cocked back.
So you put yourself in the book and grab your own calf?
Oh, she holds your legs for you.
Did she hold her leg,
and then go in the butthole looking at you?
Nah, so how does she eat ass then? She got to crawl up under the bed?
No, nigga, it's like when them motherfuckers, it's like when them motherfuckers giving you head and they on top of you, right?
No.
They giving you head.
You can't give head to eat ass the same way. Stop the fucking lying.
No, listen.
It's impossible.
No, listen.
No, you cannot eat ass and no, get head. Your dick is on top.
Listen, listen.
Your ass is on the bottom. She got to lift your legs, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's trying to tell me he got his ass licked without lifting his legs. No, I'm trying to get somewhere here.
I said I lift my leg. No, I said I lift my leg. Nigga, ain't holding. I'm not.
So
I'm not holding my ankles and shit like that.
What's the difference?
You know what I'm saying? But
so you holding your thigh?
Have I held my ankles before? I probably have.
So you holding your thigh? What are you holding, Jay Smooth? What are you holding?
Nigga,
ass. You know your fat ass cannot grab your ankles.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck like this.
There's no way your fat ass got your ankles.
So
maybe your thigh.
Jay Smooth, all jokes aside. Run it, because you know that's never happened to me. But you know, help me out. I may want to. You saying, do you hold your ankles, your calf, or your
nigga? I didn't held my ass up because I listen.
You
okay,
held
listen,
your
listen,
ass
listen,
open.
I have. I ain't even gonna lie because
I've had some chicks.
I've had some chicks because I just wanted to try them and see if that's what they was gonna do. Like you know how they lick your, yeah, they suck your dick, they lick your nuts, and I just scoop back, nigga. I'm like a rocking chair, nigga. I'm rocking back,
wow.
Wow. And then that motherfucker ass up in the air, nigga, lay his back.
You serious?
And I old ass. And
you open your own ass.
Nigga, no motherfucker. I said, no, this no. bitch is
you
nasty.
You open your own ass.
I have.
She ain't nasty. You
a few
nasty.
Time. A few times.
How she nasty? You opening your ass.
A few times, nigga. But
no, ain't
I'm
no
like, shit. I mean, nigga, you done did it. Most niggas ain't gonna admit to no shit like that.
I've never held my ass open, but I sat on the motherfucker.
So, okay,
face.
So what?
I've done that shit.
Yeah, straight up.
That's good shit.
What position is your ass in when she's eating it?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Air.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you
nigga,
are you in mid poot? Are you?
She got a mid.
He has to be.
Hold up,
cause he got his ass.
I know.
Right,
that's
open.
What I'm saying.
So if you fart,
what,
do
you
bro, do? What is your ass?
Are you
doing
a yoga move? Are you doing a yoga?
Are you
pose?
Pushing out? Are you pulling in? Well, cause you got your ass spread wide.
I don't
open.
Even know that motherfucker, nigga. That motherfucker out like hemorrhoids, nigga. I don't even know, nigga. I don't know.
Your shit is gaping.
It can't gape unless you've been fucked. You know what
I mean?
This nigga pushing out or pulling in. What are you doing?
I don't even know.
So you playing the fucking harmonica?
Hey, that
you playing harmonica?
That motherfucker might be just opening and closing, nigga. Here,
so you doing that on purpose? You a nasty bastard. He playing ass games. Golly,
that's
Jay Smooth.
Hey, I mean, just see them motherfuckers do that nasty, disrespectful shit to him. I'm like, hey,
why is that disrespectful? Why is that disrespectful?
I like that shit.
We uncovered. So you think it's dirty for a woman to do that?
I love that shit. I love that.
So you getting off on a whole different.
So you like punishing her with that?
Yeah, doing that.
I'm making that bitch eat my ass over. Because
sometimes women think they're just too pretty to do shit, right? So when you can get them like that, doing shit like that, he's just like next level type shit.
So he's pushing out.
He's pushing out.
He's trying to poop.
Because he's, what would you call it?
He's trying to poop.
He's just trying to shit on
you. You a fool, bro.
I don't know if I can shit on him.
Yeah.
Do you wash it
you're
first?
You're animalistic type.
Do I wash my ass? Yeah. I always like wash my ass.
Okay, stand by. See, this is weird. Like, okay, he wants to punish him by making him eat, degrade him, but he wants to do it.
Why you just leave it stinking and farty?
Nah, nigga,
because
I just got...
out of respect.
But you want to be nasty. You trying to degrade him.
But, I mean, I should have just let him off and lick my ass after cutting the grass Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
So are you respectfully degrading them?
Let's say it like that then.
Right. So look, now we got somebody in the room saying this might be worse than the dick talk. So we talk about dicks, y'all get mad. We talk about pussies, y'all get mad.
You know the thing about it though, be honest, is this, right? And see, and this is what I love about the show.
Well, this ain't really pussy though. You're talking about your ass.
No, but what I'm saying,
I think
what
I'm talking about
is
his ass.
No, but so the thing is this, right? This is what I love about the show, right? We get an opportunity to talk about real shit that most motherfuckers ain't willing to talk about. So sometimes it can be uncomfortable because what happens is when we go to dirty talk shit like this, we bring the bedroom live. But a lot of motherfuckers don't want to face reality on shit that happens in the room. Niggas get their ass ate.
Literally,
you know what I'm saying? Women get their ass ate. And niggas sometimes be acting like bitches. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. If you get your ass ate, nigga, okay, they do kind of make you feel like a little bitchy.
The first time it did, I no more. I'm volunteer like a motherfucker. I am non-profit organization in this.
I never felt like a bitch.
My first time I did.
Shit, that first time when that chick ate me out, nigga,
I was so young.
You didn't feel uncomfortable the first time?
I was still in my junior year.
I felt uncomfortable the first
did
time.
Did it happen to you that long, that young? I was in my junior year when that happened.
I don't remember when, but I
felt like
I was 19, 20.
I'm not gay. I didn't. You didn't feel gay. You just felt uncomfortable.
I said, whoa, is this supposed to happen?
I remember like it was yesterday. I sat on the edge of my bed. I actually put out my room. I crossed crossed my head, nigga. I felt like I was raped. And I was like, you have to go.
Yeah,
you
have to go.
You said, I was holding my nigga. I was like, somebody could have consoled me then, nigga. Hey, I swear. I was like, is this supposed to feel like this? You know what I'm saying? No. I swear to God. Hey, and it was the little motherfucking chick. I was in the military. She used to buy me all kind of shit. That bitch had
brought
me
back.
Yeah. And she motherfucking, she went down, gave me some head. And motherfucker said, I said, let me see if this motherfucker gonna do this. That bitch licked my ass. I'm like,
you lying.
This is nasty. You lying.
Why did you say, let me see if she's gonna do this?
See if it's some different shit.
Why would you
got caught smooth.
I was young. I never thought I'm gonna see what she gonna do. No, but I didn't know it was coming.
But my ass is clean. I don't feel like it's degrading for somebody to eat my ass.
No.
You lucky. And I'm making hoes lucky.
After that.
Cause most niggas, y'all niggas don't clean your fingernails.
Most niggas don't wash their hands.
Most niggas don't brush their teeth. Nah. Most niggas are just dirty ass mother. They got shit stains in their drawers. You will never find a shit stain in none of my drawers.
He's adamant.
Never.
Cause you don't be farting.
Huh?
Cause you don't be farting.
No, when I take take a shit, I take a shower. Never. There's never that without that.
And if it's
if this, then that. Every time.
What's the routine?
IFTTT, whatever it is. If this, then that. If I shit, then I shower.
But I don't have to do that. I have a bidet.
So it's you lucky. Yo, you lucky to get all this.
Life changing, bro.
Look, I had it overseas.
If I had a little bit of shit in my drawer, then I throw the motherfuckers away.
Why you got shit in your drawers, though, Jason? Nigga,
I done farted before. Hey, look,
you farted
as an adult within the last motherfucking couple years. I ain't even gonna lie. I sharted one time when I was at work. I was like, ooh, and I had
what to do?
You had to squeeze your stomach.
I never shit in my
because that motherfucker was like.
Yes, I did.
It was like you about to get ready to come out on stage.
No.
Hold up.
They're
holding the curtains. That's how I had to squeeze tight, nigga. I was like this. It was about to get ready to come out on stage. I was like, oh, hold on. And I'm telling you, man, most motherfuckers, niggas ain't going to admit that shit.
I've never fart shitted in my pants. Never.
Me neither.
Never.
Me neither. Never.
But I'm not lactose intolerant either, though.
Yeah, so maybe, I fuck around and had a Starbucks coffee. I thought when it had no milk in it. And milk run through me like that. It make me shit. If I want to shit today, drink some milk or eat some cheese.
I got to ask, be honest, this, because this is, back to the, you ain't finna eat no pussy because unless you fucking, because you don't feel like you should give your mouth away to a woman. And is that degrading to you that she's forcing, that she's telling you to eat her pussy and then you can't get anything but that? Is that? Does that make you feel degraded?
You talking about what I said in the beginning about her wanting me to eat her pussy and not getting no pussy?
Like you saying, what the fuck is wrong with that? Is something wrong with that?
No, it's just
her mindset.
No, bitches be thinking they princesses, and I'm sorry, I'm tired of that. You're not a fucking princess.
Okay,
you're not royal. Like I love women and I love pussy, but pussy is not that hard to get.
It's not. I tell bitches right now. Hold up. Right now, I be telling bitches this shit right here. It's premium price now.
It should be easier now than ever.
It's premium price.
Huh?
It should be easier now than ever.
No, I don't give a fuck what decade it is. Pussy is not that hard to get.
It's always the same.
Okay. Because now
I'm not lying to you.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know this era.
It's the mindset.
It's more accessible today.
Yeah, because it's the same back then.
With all the like social media sites, like Tinder and shit.
Excuse me.
With like Tinder and shit, it's like you can just hit up girls just to fuck now.
Not because
you don't even know them.
Man, we used to go to the mall and do the same. I'm saying it's the same thing, just different gadgets.
Okay.
The same shit. We just go to the mall. We could ride. I remember riding around with Be Honest that we would see girls. Well, yeah, we would see girls. And
tell it, nigga, because he don't tell his shit.
No,
like, everybody he's a hoe.
No,
hey,
no, no.
And tell it.
Never
keep
been
talking.
A hoe.
No,
keep
listen.
Talking,
no.
It's coming out, y'all.
Let me finish. Be Honest, Cuzzo was so
this
cool
nigga
with
said
the
Cuzzo.
Shit.
Fuck that.
No, Cuzzo was so cool. No matter how many dates or how many girls I wanted to fuck, he would take me over there. No, he wasn't fucking around with him. I'm telling you, Cuzzo was the only one who had a fucking car. But he never turned it down. Yo, me and D, we'd be like, man, we met these girls. He'd be like, we'd be like, Be Honest, what you doing? He'd be like, shit, when I get off work, what you trying to do? He would take us over there. This is how cool this motherfucker was. Take us over there. We'd be over there 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. You would just sit in the car or sit in the living room. We can get all the ass we want. Leave. We had no goddamn food money, no gas money, no fucking nothing. We had a dude to stay over this motherfucking house longer than me. And Be Honest met him through me all summer.
See, this what hold up. You got to tell some of them stories that how he be his name. Be Honest. There's a reason. If you break his name down, it's Be Wholeness.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And see, most motherfuckers don't look at it like that. I looked at the motherfucker. That motherfucker used to fuck. And he used to fuck some bitches. Back in the day, but most motherfuckers think, and get granted, he's been, if we had to do what y'all say, the ration, the ratio, being hold a good,
hold to a gentleman.
Okay. Granted, he might be motherfucking
40
to 1. He probably about
20 to 1.
Yeah. So what's the one?
One is 21.
He probably, he probably got about a...
Beyond is forgetting some stuff. Yeah. Like, I understand he's saying, I know he thinks 1,000 is a big number. But even before the tour days, this man has at least...
4 days.
He's taking me, he probably won't remember, he's taking me to about 30 to 40 women's houses.
Yeah, but 30 to 40 is not 1,000.
No.
Remember we were talking about 3 million a day and how much money $3 million
is? Yeah.
When you say a number like 1,000, that's a lot of pussy.
It is.
That's a lot of workups. You got to do, because you can't just go on a 6 month cruise. You got to do workups. You know what I'm saying?
I went about 7 years. 1,000 is a lot, because I went about 7 years fucking over 60 women. And that's still only 420.
I'm telling you, 1,000 is a lot of women.
But
then this nigga never even went on tour with Luke.
And
this nigga been overfat like 20 of these years.
And I was girlfriends for the last 8 years.
Check this out. Don't make shit, nigga.
So you was a cheater?
All the time.
You know how much work it takes to cheat, though?
Check this out. And I would cheat quite the fuck often. I mean, like, quite often. Hey, and I'm not proud of this shit. This is not shit that
you are. No, motherfucker that you quite the fuck often. No,
because but see, the thing about it is that
why you moving shit like he's no.
Seriously, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to talk to other motherfuckers. See, the best person that can give you some shit advice is a motherfucker that's been through that, right? See, I done been up through that, and I'm motherfucking have been out there, right? I tell everybody else, right? Hey, it ain't good to be out there, right? Especially now, right?
Yes, it is. It ain't
good to be out there now.
Jay Smooth, you're fucking lying. It's good to get new pussy. Stop lying.
It is.
But don't lie.
You have to. I told you, you're different, man.
You got to be honest.
No, it is good to get new pussy, but
it's great.
What you can't do is get new, and a short.
Huh? It's always new. What are you talking about?
You can't get it in a short time. You had to space it out. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Get new pussy once every 6 months.
These are not the words of a nigga who fucked 300 women.
I said because I'm a change guy.
It takes too long to fuck 300 women. What are you talking about?
Pastors, they change up their talk. They say, nigga, I've been there, but this ain't what you want to do. I've done all of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm born again. I've been out there in these streets.
Niggas be lying.
Hey, look, O-Dub, all bullshit aside, I will go to the border of fucking Georgia and fuck a bitch. And be back home that same night.
Okay, stand by. Do you see how much work is required for him to fuck one woman? And he's got to drive 6 hours to Valdosta to fuck one woman. That is tiresome.
That's for that one day, nigga.
But you're not doing that the next day. You drive 7 hours. You're not doing that again on Saturday.
You're right.
And then the thing is, if you got a girl that's right there, you just go fuck the one that's right there.
No, you can't. You can't, but we just talking about
different.
New. We talking about new pussy.
That's something.
So check this out.
We'll get into that later.
So, French, I drove that one day, but then I got other motherfuckers in rotation. That was just her day.
Oh, that was just her day.
Right. But here his words, rotation. That's somebody he's fucking more than once. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying he hasn't fucked 300 times.
Everybody.
I'm saying he hasn't fucked 300 women.
I mean,
it's obvious. Move. The more he talks, the more y'all see that I'm not bullshit.
Okay. This is why I would say, I can't doubt you.
70. 65, 70
I'll say
max.
I doubt if you fucked 300 women because you probably don't. Can you remember 50 women?
I can.
You can remember 50 women.
I can't remember 20.
Hold up. I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of bitches. Like, I used to joke, and I was telling J-Mac, I done forgot more bitches that nigga didn't fuck.
Of course.
Because it's parts of like I drive through fucking Gwinnett County now, right? And I'd be like, oh, shit. I remember driving up here. I used to fuck this girl that goddamn lived right here. Don't remember the name.
That's too easy.
But I remember, like, I'm talking about this was before Black started going into these areas. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's just...
You the only Black nigga fuck it?
No, I'm saying when you know how some parts like when
you mean back in the 90s.
Late 90s, motherfucker, okay. 2000. It's like back when 400 was just being put up. You know what I'm saying? With Beyonce was fucking that motherfucker out way out there.
Why are we talking about me again?
I made that hoe lucky,
though. True or false?
I mean,
was you at the house that day?
No, that was at you.
That was Jericho.
You
remember Jericho?
Yeah, of course I remember Jericho. That's why I'm talking about was in your fucking place.
That nigga was sitting outside the door. And she was lucky to the motherfucker. She was loud as fucking.
But then, didn't you say that you went to your streak during the military years, right?
This nigga is lying. Stop believing everything he says.
Did you ever go out to sea?
I did go out to sea, but mine was short stints.
Like 3 months?
3 months.
How long were you in the Navy?
Four.
4 years?
The longest I went out was three.
30 bitches.
I used to kill them hoes. I'm gonna tell you something. What made me? What put the pressure on?
In
the
that
same
3 months, man.
French, I'm going to tell you something. French.
Nah, I ain't getting no pussy.
French, I'm going to tell you something. I wish I still had the roll call. French, it's like this. The pressure I put on you a few months back where I said, hey, you need to get your pussy weight up. Mm-hmm. That same pressure I put on you, imagine that shit every day or quarters. The motherfuckers will talk about you, hey.
So you fuck because other people want you to fuck?
Because I'm going to tell you something. The motherfuckers be like this. They look their roll and say, you ain't had no bitch come in your room last night. What the fuck's wrong?
Is that
you
had a bitch
come, it was pressure. And them motherfuckers from November kind of to fucking January. For 90 days, it was November, December, January. I ain't motherfucker. It was at least 65 plus fucking days, right?
You
I ain't
get
no
day. Motherfucker.
No, I didn't get no pussy because I was just new in the duty station.
Okay.
But once I had that one motherfucker, she
that's
broke
one
that
year
seal.
Gone. That one
she
year
broke
gone.
That. No, it was November to January.
And that. Once you got that one, she came I back four or five times.
Yeah. No. And you probably fucked about 4 months.
He might have fucked 300 times.
Nigga, I didn't motherfucking really had no motherfucker girl. Even when I had a girl, I got cheated. I was cheated.
I'm not saying you have to have a girl to fuck more than once.
Jason, I promise you. Even with me, that first piece of pussy you got, you enjoyed that piece of pussy for a couple of months. Don't front. You didn't just fucking leave. No, I'm being honest.
I did, but I have other motherfuckers.
No, you ain't got other motherfuckers. You just get your feet wet. Because you didn't have other motherfuckers before you fucked her.
So he went from 65 days of fucking
fuck
nothing.
You motherfuckers.
And all of a sudden?
Nigga, I'm not going to lie on my dick, nigga.
Yes,
I know.
You are. No, I'm telling you the truth. You can't go from nothing, Frenchie.
You can, nigga. When you start, okay.
You can't
like
go
running.
From nothing.
It don't matter. Okay,
she broke
man.
That seal.
It's like running. It's like running, nigga. Once you get the momentum, it's hard once you stop,
so,
nigga.
So how did you get the second one since that was the first one? So how did you start?
It was just that because I was new to the area. I didn't motherfucking
you
know.
You still
the
was new even
go.
Though you was fucking.
Okay, so once you broke that seal on Monday, Tuesday you got a new girl.
No, fuck.
That's
no.
what you're saying.
I ain't gonna say it was that.
He was comfortable with that pussy.
It's okay,
for a
man. It's okay to lie.
It's okay.
Because be honest, motherfucker, I don't have to lie, nigga. These hoes know.
Maybe you're not lying. You just sadly
he's
mistaken.
Lying. He's lying.
Shit.
Some niggas just lying.
A regular guy fucking 300 women. That's a lot. Man.
Some niggas just lying. They dig.
And I mean, I'm just a good guy. Those motherfuckers just good and lucky. My job was to make. I had the motto. My job is to make these motherfuckers.
You've
still
had
happy.
Too many girlfriends.
You see
to
how?
Fuck that
hold on.
Many
you see
women.
How? He,
I mean,
he,
shit.
Yeah. Hold on. He co-opted my story. I said okay. I make hoes lucky. He's my job was to make girls feel happy. You see how he co-opted
my story? The word. He changed the
no,
word.
No, listen, yeah,
the
no,
word.
Not lucky.
Synonym.
I said happy.
Happy is synonym. Lucky. You know, listen, he got listen. His thesaurus out.
That don't mean nothing because I had a motherfucking girlfriend, nigga. I cheated on majority.
Let me tell you what it means.
If it was 20 of them, I cheated on motherfucking.
Let me tell you what it means.
Two of them.
Having a girlfriend means you're not. You're not freelancing it.
Bam.
Who? No, I'm being honest with you. You're talking to a motherfucker that cheated. I cheated too.
Okay.
But not at a wheel.
Shit, I did at a wheel.
No, nigga. Because I've been around you, and I've been around you when you was cheating. You had to, man, hold on. Be quiet.
A lie on top of a lie on top. It's too much work.
And you're not going to do that for four or five bitches.
Can't
you were cheating, maybe with two girls. I'm just giving you real math here. You've had a girl for the last 8-9 years. Probably. Mm-hmm. 10. You might have cheated on each girl. 5 times. That's still only 50.
Shit.
Yeah. Hey, each girl by 5 times.
He's proud of this shit.
No, I'm just being honest.
He's always smiling when he's like, shit.
And I'm giving you numbers.
You're supposed to let him go.
I'm giving you numbers.
No, hold up. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not proud of shit. Hold up. I was at one time, nigga, I was in a relationship with 4 or 5 motherfuckers.
No, no. You talking to me, man. I got 8 door keys on my key right now.
No, hold on. Stand by.
I kept door keys.
He's telling himself. So, Smooth, you were in a relationship with 4 or 5 people at the same time.
You can't cheat that much.
Stand by. So, you're telling me you're in a relationship with 5 people.
And I still have motherfuckers.
Stand by. So, you're telling me you had 5 women that thought they were that you were their man.
Your man.
Absolutely.
You're spending enough time with them every week to where they feel like, oh, this is my nigga.
We're together.
No, and then you were also
it's a
freelance
story behind, no, nigga. It's a,
you can't freelance like no, that.
There isn't that much just, time in a day.
When you said, when you set the motherfucking shit up
just
from
say
the beginning.
Lying, man. Let it
no,
go.
It's when you set the shit up. It's all okay. Motherfucking game.
Be honest, is the witness. And since we're not bragging, be honest, between myself and Jay Smooth, who's had the most freedom to do what the fuck they want to do over these years?
You.
Right. And even I, over these last couple of years, ain't fucked all the bitches you talking about.
You hit your stride when you was fucking touring.
Yeah.
And then now you go out of town when you're doing shows.
And I don't fuck
it's
out of town.
It's different because you don't have the same.
I'm scared as a
you don't have the same ropes on you.
That's all I'm
it's
saying.
It's a woman
that's
calling
hard.
His phone every day.
That's hard.
Trying to figure out what he's doing. He got to come up with a lie.
That's hard, Jay Smooth.
You know what I'm saying?
I,
you know, okay.
I don't have to come up with
perfect
one.
Example.
Just said the same thing.
Smooth. Perfect example. Smooth. Perfect example. Here we go. This gonna shut it down.
Okay.
You know how when we play NBA 2K together, right?
Right? Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's the fourth quarter, it's this amount of minutes, and you got to make up this amount of points. It's not possible. You know what I'm talking about? So, if you're down 24 points, and it's only 6 minutes left in the quarter,
start shooting threes.
It's impossible to score 24 points in 6 minutes.
Start shooting fucking threes. Nigga, I shoot threes, nigga.
That's just not realistic.
Not
you can't do it.
I'm going to tell you.
No matter how bad you want to, I'm going to score 2 or 3 points.
Yeah, and they can hold the ball.
Even if he only scored 6 points.
What's my man name that was over at Indiana Pace that had the fucked up team?
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller.
How many times did he do that?
Let me talk.
Once.
Let me talk. No, let me talk.
Yeah, yeah.
In a career.
career. Twice. Hold on, twice. Let me talk.
Reggie Miller
changed the fucking game up for NBA forever.
When that motherfucker, in
a few minutes, that motherfucker won the game. They was down so many points. He kept motherfucking shooting. And that motherfucker scored, and they won the fucking game. Now everybody plays the fucking game to the bell sound.
They still haven't
You with me? It's a couple of motherfuckers that have
How many
done
points
that.
Did he score? Was it 24 points?
I don't know how many, but I just know. It was just about
3 points.
I don't know how many, but
it was
the
9 and 16 but the 17
but Tracy McGrady was the closest one. Did it too.
But listen, but before then, right? Before then, they did this shit, right? Motherfuckers assume, right, when you're down by so many points, oh, the game is over. Now, motherfuckers, now they play the game. I always say, hey, you got to play to the buzzer. Because what you always would say that, but nobody, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, believe. They'd be like, hey, okay, you know.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to ever tell the
get
truth.
The fuck out of here, Beyond. I don't have to argue with you, motherfuckers. Damn that.
You sound like you're arguing.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying, man.
But I'm
that's
just saying,
hard.
I ain't got to prove shit to you, niggas.
That's hard.
Next fucking topic.
Julie wrote into the show and she says, this is in reference to last week's episode, The Breasts of the 80s. When we're talking about the best breasts in the 80s. Oh, though, who in back in 80s movies, who would have had the best titties in a scene? Do you have one off the top of your head?
My girl from Bruce Leroy. What's her name?
Oh, Apollonia. Apollonia. She was a runner-up in ours. We actually said Jamie Lee Curtis from Trading Places.
I don't know.
French Reggie wasn't alive yet. He was barely a spark in a scrotum sack. Jason, did you come up with one? You didn't have one, did you?
What about old girl? Was it the woman in red? Remember when they made old girl on the computer?
Weird science. That was pretty nice.
She was bad as fuck.
Anyway, so Julie writes and says, we were talking about the fact, French Reggie said that we're all women when we're first born. And we said, I would never know fucking woman. French Reggie said he was.
How's that funny?
So Julie writes in and says,
biological.
She writes in and says, the scrotum is the equivalent of the labia majora, clitoris equivalent to the penis. Some baby boys do produce milk from their newborn nips from mother's hormones. Y'all all started as girls, no matter what you feel. Bullshit. I was never a bitch.
You sound like King. Oh.
Never. I was never a bitch. French Reggie may have been a bitch. Jay Smooth, you might have been a bitch. You probably still got milk in your titties.
No one.
I was never. Lajora Majora my ass.
Fool. Look at this fool. Fuck up your shirt.
That's it. You're going to need
get a wet nap, put it in my
I was never a bitch. French Reggie.
You were.
I mean, that's the reason why we have nipples.
The reason why
we have nipples is because at the beginning, we are technically what we call female,
and then
we develop into boys or something.
So, a dog or an animal or a tiger,
any mammals,
they all have nipples.
Yeah, okay. Any mammals, it starts like that.
So why can't it be that women were men?
Because women actually grow and develop the breasts.
But that makes no sense. Why couldn't women?
Because Julie says it's not that way.
No, I was saying the reason why we have nipples. Men have nipples, but we don't use them to feed. We don't utilize.
So
our
women.
The reason why we even have is because in the beginning of birth.
So the women. They could have been men. They clicks was dicks.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
They could have been men.
Shout out to Julie. We miss you in the Slack, Julie. We got some question of nonsense questions. This one is a fucking weird one. If your mom needed help and only trusted you, would you wax her vagina?
Fuck out of here.
What the fuck?
Fuck out of here, man.
Why would you want to do that?
Nigga, I am not about to be scoring for the rest of my life looking at my mama old ass cat.
Not looking at it. You got to touch it and rip shit, rip hair off of it.
Yeah,
irrelevant.
Some weird motherfucker in the slight and
your mom.
Shit.
You know what happens? They've been watching those porn that says mom and stepson too much.
Those are just the titles, man.
That's probably what's going on.
There's too much of that in the
porn.
Ever since
you said that, I've been looking at that. I'm like, bro, it's like an algorithm or some shit.
By the way, I told y'all I quit porn again. I'm like an addict, man. I quit. It's like, I can't remember it's over a month.
Are you back?
No, my wife went on a vacation, and while she was gone, I did. Well, she was on a period and in a vacation. It was too many times back to back. Too many days back to back where I wasn't getting no pussy. So I started up again, but I've quit again. It's over a month now. Anyway.
She should be allowed to have another woman during that time.
Open marriage or two hall passes a year? Pick.
Open marriage or two hall passes?
Or two hall passes a year.
I like two hall passes.
Yeah, that's safer.
Safer? I don't give a fuck. I say
that nigga open, nigga. Shit.
Well, no, your girl gets two also.
Yeah, that's cool.
Both of y'all get two hall passes.
Yeah. It's like even playing field. I understand
that
aspect.
So, I mean, that kind of is open marriage. It's just a limited open marriage.
Yeah.
Y'all got days for that.
Days move?
Open.
Open? Okay.
You can't handle that. This move, you can't handle that shit.
All right, this one is a little too tough. It's too tough.
You sure?
Yes, creating a business with just the four of us, what would it be named? I that's going to take
show.
One thought.
The business is the show.
Yeah, we already have a business. All right, so be honest. One has to go permanently. Popeyes, podcasting, or porn? Porn. I just told you. That was easy. Thank you, Baylor the Great. That was easy.
That's easy. Shit to me. Well, shit got to go.
Which one got to go?
I got to get porn, brother.
All right, floor seats at the NBA Finals, field access during the Super Bowl halftime performance, or on set for any movie that comes out this year. What are you picking?
Shit, floor seats at NBA Finals.
Nigga, on set.
What if LeBron's not playing?
It doesn't matter. It's the finals. It's going to be best players out there.
He just said it don't matter as long as there's a nigga in uniforms.
Bron will probably be there, so your Bron sexualness will still be. He's going to the West. Finals.
The Warriors are going to beat them.
I'm not saying that. You still got to go to Houston, too. So.
I think on set, watch a movie and shit, some of the movies that come out, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Is this one movie or?
This year. One movie this year.
No, I'd rather be at some important, like the finals.
I don't think you realize how boring a movie set is, Ace. Yeah. It doesn't look like the movie. And all the girls there are not going to want to fuck you because you're not a celebrity. They're looking at Denzel. Hours.
I just want to know.
You think they're going to pick your pot belly ass over Denzel?
It's terrible.
It's long and it's slow.
I did 36 hours before. 36 hours, no bullshit.
You all right? Okay, cool.
All right, last question is, worst advice you've ever taken?
Ever taken?
Worst advice you've ever taken? Taken? What are you talking about, man?
I didn't hear the question at first.
Worst advice you've ever taken?
Okay.
You have some advice that's bad?
Yeah, but I heard it. I didn't go through with it. But I'll let somebody else answer.
Somebody gave you some advice and you decided not to take it?
Hell yeah.
Well start with that while everybody's thinking.
Well, they said wait to get married before you have sex. Like, before you got your goddamn mind. That was the worst advice I ever heard.
French Reggie, you don't believe in that, do you?
No.
Okay, he's the only one. I know Jay Smooth don't believe in that.
That's the worst advice I've ever heard.
No, nigga, I don't ever shop online buying shit.
Are you going to tell your daughter to wait till she gets married?
Say what?
What are you going to tell your daughter?
Oh, you heard him.
Are you going to tell her to fuck a lot before or to wait till she gets married?
I would honestly tell my kids.
No, your daughter.
I would tell my kids.
No, your daughter.
You know what I'm saying? Just
do it when you're ready.
Be careful.
What the fuck is be careful?
What does that mean? So fuck a lot of niggas.
Nope. But don't fuck
in preparation for marriage.
What's wrong with fucking a lot of motherfuckers?
So what are you going to tell her? Like she said, Dad, I just want to be out here fucking. What you going to say?
She won't say that.
What? How you know?
She won't say that.
You know she's going to be on her knees one day.
What if y'all get real comfortable?
She won't say that. She won't ever
so
say that.
So what are you telling your daughter, man, to not have sex before marriage?
I tell my kids, just be careful out here.
Your daughter.
And I just make sure, understand what you're doing out here, right? You don't have to motherfucking just give it away like that, and then they'd be good.
Huh. You think that's how it works? You think that's how parenting works?
Cherish what you have.
You think that's how parenting works?
What did she have?
Did she cherish her iPod? That shit probably got a cracked screen.
Nope. She took care. My daughter has taken care of all her electronic devices.
She never messed with no tennis shoes, nothing. Your daughter.
I said electronic devices. Okay. Nigga.
I'm saying, but period. Like, you know.
Nigga, no motherfucker's gonna mess up tennis shoes.
It don't look like an iPod. It looks more like.
It don't matter, though. You can take care of it like you take care of iPod.
So you're telling me she's taking care of everything?
Everything.
Everything you've ever given her?
Yep.
Only electronics, though.
She's taking care of everything.
Tennis shoes and everything.
Everything.
So when she go to college, she's going to be wide open.
You know what, man? I'm sorry, man, because I'm going to have to be there for you when it happens. But it's going to be
shut the fuck up, man. Next topic, nigga.
I like this topic.
I'm going to still be there for you, man. I'm going to still be there for you.
Because
you're running from it. You're running from it.
My kids are going to be good. It's like my son ain't out there fucking like that now.
Something wrong with him.
He's not. There's nothing wrong with him. He's out here fucking.
Okay, stop saying that shit.
Don't listen to this dude.
I say he's not out there fucking like his daddy was.
How do you know?
I know. I talk to my son.
You're not. You haven't 65, 70 women, man.
You're trying
to hold on this 300 thing. Your son is about in line with you. Here's the thing, though. We're not talking about your son because that's not difficult for you. So stop it.
I'm trying to
help you with something.
It's difficult for any one of my kids because the same risk that are out there for my son is out there for my daughter and vice versa.
He's not going to bring the kids home.
You looked at naked pictures in your son's phone and laughed with me about it.
No, I said,
you wouldn't do your daughter like that.
I said,
wouldn't do your daughter like that.
I said, at least my son, he attracted to some nice motherfucking women and he like ass.
So if your daughter had some nice looking dicks in her phone,
would you look at it?
Would you like, at least my daughter like big dicks?
At least my daughter don't like no little dicks.
You're a fucking lie. You're not going to say that.
What are you, honestly, this is going
to
happen.
I said, hey, look, just get you some shit in between. Don't get no shit that's going to bow you out.
You want your daughter to
ride long. Don't get no shit that's
going
to bow you out.
You're going to tell your daughter what's up.
All right, niggas, next topic, nigga.
I am enjoying this.
I'm
really trying to get a breakthrough.
Nope.
What are you going to tell your daughter about sex before marriage?
We've already talked.
Oh, you just gotta leave it to the mom.
You and your daughter
are off limits.
Next motherfucking topics, nigga.
He's just mad that he doesn't. Because he knows the karma's gonna go to his daughter.
What are you telling your daughters about that?
Thank you for asking. I believe that you should not limit your daughter's sexual activity. She is going to have to get that filter taken care of. She needs to find out which ones are fuck boys, which ones are fuck niggas, and which ones are good dudes, and how dick don't have nothing to do with either of those things. Like, you could be a fuck dude with some awful dick, or you could be a fuck boy with some good dick. You could be a good dude with some awful dick. You could be a good dude with some good dick. You have got to experience things so that you're able to discern and decipher which one is coming at you and what, and whether you're in love with the dick or you're in love with the dude. And that's important to do because I want her to have a good relationship later down the road. You sitting there hiding the shit from her like, oh, well, she don't need to know anything about this. She gonna need to know, man. And who better to tell her than the hoest of all hoes?
Yeah. And then because you don't want her to get to college.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up, nigga. You ain't fucked enough yet. Until you get enough motherfuckers under your belt.
I'm just saying,
until you get enough under your belts.
I don't need to. It's just facts.
Hey, look, question, friend.
Yeah.
So if your daughter, what would you tell your daughter about men and fucking? What would you say to her?
I would tell them
be like your daddy. Get your ass ate out on the second day.
No. I told her to be safe.
Third day.
I told her to be safe. Yeah, I'll let her have sex. She's gonna do it.
You're not letting her do shit.
Yeah, she's gonna do it. But I'm gonna just tell her to be safe, you know?
And then, hey, so if your daughter wind up having a gargle in her throat like you, would you get her tested?
Yeah, but like I'll be open to her coming to me and talk to me and taking the necessary precautions and her understanding.
I mean, I ain't talking about none of that shit.
Hey, look.
If my daughter come to me, I'm gonna say, listen. Only give up your pussy. I'm probably not gonna say pussy, but only give up your sex or your love because you want to do
it. Don't say love.
Yeah, that's true.
I
want to say pussy.
Love.
I don't want
to
say.
You have got to use real words.
Yeah.
Stop
love
talking
is
to these kids like they're fucking idiots. Yeah. They're not idiots.
I definitely want to say love because that ain't got shit to do
it
with
whenever. You know what? Here's my thing. This is something I've been worrying about for a long time. How long do you protect your kids? And what's the fucking point of it?
I don't get it.
How many years of their life are they kids?
Protect from what? Sex or
everything?
Anything.
How long are your kids, quote unquote, kids? Give me an age.
10.
I said 10. 15.
15.
I mean, 14, 15?
14. What's the percentage of that in life?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? They're only kids for that fucking long, but we're sitting there pretending to them that like this world isn't like this. Fucking let your kids know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Prepare them.
But the thing about it is, but you have to prepare them at the stage where you have to meet them where they are at that
wrong
stage.
What's
the
no, stage? It's wrong. Just a pain.
But what I'm saying, is, it's just like, you can't give it to them all at motherfucking once. There's some motherfuckers just can't process shit all
what
at once.
What does that even mean, Jace Moon?
It's just like, so what happens is, you give a motherfucker something right now, right? Even though you're preparing them, right? It's just that, like when you're talking about sex, right? There's an introductory phase that you can talk to them about sex. But then as they get older, then you talk to them about the more.
What's older?
I'm saying if you ain't gonna go start talking to your son and daughter motherfucking at 8 talking about hey,
somebody should get me like that.
Getting you 69 and that little girl gonna suck your dick and lick
69,
your ass.
69. That's no.
I'm just giving an example.
You're being vulgar. That's not the same thing as being accurate.
But what I'm saying is you ain't gonna give them that hardcore shit at motherfucking 8.
If my
12.
Kid asked, I would give them a hardcore.
You motherfucker, if they ask, but I'm saying you're not just gonna give them that shit. As they get older, between the motherfucking 12 and motherfucking 16, then you start having a more mature conversation with them. Then when they get to that young adult stage, and then that's the real shit.
So
now
you
out in the motherfucking.
You don't realize that 12 year olds are walking around.
I'm not saying
pregnant.
That they're not. That's not what I'm saying.
Your daughter
I'm
could
saying,
be that 12 year old.
But
if
what I'm
you
saying
didn't,
is,
if you're not prepared to talk to
but
them
what
about
I'm saying
real
is,
shit,
it's just levels to that shit. You don't give a motherfucker. You got them on the third level. And they so
Jace
young
Moon,
they can't,
do you believe
they can't comprehend
do you believe
that
there are adults who can't comprehend a real conversation as adults? I do. I know there are plenty of fucking
it
adults.
Is.
Right. You're pretending but these kids are dumb. They're
that's not.
Not.
That's not what I'm that's not what that's not what
you're
I'm
not
saying,
gonna be
though.
Able to protect them from anything. Your kid can go out somewhere and not understand the difference between somebody touching them on their vagina mm-hmm. and touching them on their arm and get raped or fucked up because they didn't know that it was wrong for an adult or a stranger to be touching on that part
right.
of their body.
Especially at 8.
So when do you introduce the part that's sexual and what's not sexual and what's accepted
early.
And what's not accepted?
Early, like early.
There has
when
to
you
be
potty
some guidelines.
Them. Really?
Yeah, it should be. And
like when
they
get in potty training.
You say that? I don't think it's an age limit.
Yeah. But they're adults for 80% of their life. Yeah. There are kids for, you know what I'm saying, like less than 20%, I would say.
I agree with that because I personally know women in their 30s who've only had two sexual partners and I've had sex with them. and they were terrible. And I'm getting to a point. They're fucking terrible. They were terrible because they didn't know anything. They thought, hey, save myself for marriage. It's going to be perfect. And all three of these young ladies were married early. That was their only partner, didn't know anything. When they got with me, it was boring as fuck because I'm way ahead in the shit I'm trying to do. Everything I was trying to do to them was from licking ass to...
It's like he was on Contra level 30.
Like, nigga, so what the... They looking at me like... No, they were actually looking at me like something wrong with me. One of the chicks was like, you need to go to therapy. Because I just wanted to bring a simple vibrator in and vibrate a clitoris while I suck her ass. She was like, no, we're not going to do none of that. I don't do toys and you're definitely not going to lick my ass. What's wrong with you? And I was like, huh? And
somebody was phasing her ass in all these years. As opposed to telling her what it really
example,
is.
Like, she's terrible.
All I'm saying is, Jay Smooth, be prepared for this conversation so that you're not saying some dumb shit. Yeah. You have something real to tell your daughter if the conversation... You want this
conversation... I got a daughter and son.
You want this conversation to happen between you and your daughter.
This motherfucker sounds like he...
And also, too, you gotta think, too, Smooth, nowadays, too, with social media...
Oh man,
it's all the information is there for her already.
You should pray so for she's gonna be, to talk so to that
she's gonna be
this.
Curious. All the girls she's seeing on social media are telling, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have that conversation with her. You know, if you're not, or let
how old
do
is
it.
She now?
12. My daughter's not on social media.
Sixth grade?
She's a what?
She's seventh grade. She's not on social media.
You don't think so?
Nope. She is. You just don't know the account.
Shut up, nigga. I know.
She's on social media.
She's not. Nigga, I
so
got
you don't
all
think she's interested
mother.
In it? Even if she's not on it.
She's not on
You're
social
not supposed
media
like
to
know,
nigga, Smooth. All my baby shit is censored, nigga. And I got...
No, she got friends. No, no, Jay Smooth. All those... She got friends?
Okay, yep, I know.
And you know the fact
is... I get it. I get it, niggas. I get it. I get what the possibilities, right?
You're offended.
I get it, right? But she don't have that shit.
Jay, are you offended?
No, I'm not. But what I'm trying to tell you, because you niggas, y'all niggas kill
but
me.
Why are you yelling?
No, because you niggas kill me because y'all say, oh, she got this nigga right here who just started fucking just yesterday. You know, say, oh, she got it. No, she doesn't fucking have it. Nigga, I got
but
access
I was
to
12 yesterday.
Wrong.
That's why I know she, that's what I'm saying. I was 12 yesterday. So I know how I was thinking at 12.
Nigga, they wasn't even motherfucking the technology.
Yes, there
was
still cell phones when I was 12. That was MySpace at 12.
Still,
yeah, I had MySpace when I was 12. Yeah.
But see, nigga, but she don't have it.
10 years ago, he was 13.
Yeah, so, but
2008.
Bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But listen, Jay Smooth, I don't want you. You don't have to make the full breakthrough tonight. But what I want you to do is just prepare a conversation in your head. It may not even go the way you think it's going to go, but at least have the first two sentences prepared so that you don't look like a dickhead when she finally gives you the opportunity to trust in you with how she's feeling about sex or boys or whatever. Please have two sentences ready because you're gonna you'll thank me for that. And that's anybody listening.
You'll
if you have a daughter. You'll thank me for that.
You think?
Well, because you're going to want her to trust you. And if you go, she's like, oh, this nigga,
she can tell you
he about the bullshit.
Why do we protect the daughter so much, but with the son, we just let him be free?
That's natural.
It's just, is it just because
it's natural? It's double standard.
It's the double standard?
It's natural.
I try not to. I don't think that I do.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm sure you can't help it.
I don't know.
No, I don't know, to be honest.
I try not to. I'm very, very
fair. But I'm sure you have at some point.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll talk about pussy at the dinner table.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter who's sitting there.
I witnessed
there.
That.
No,
yeah,
me too,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't.
And I'll say pussy. I'm not going to say, oh, you're a peenie, your pee-pee, your love box. No, I'm going
to
say pussy.
How did they used to look at you when you first started that?
My dad's crazy.
But now he's just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you have to be the
I'm crazy, but you know.
Filter.
I'm crazy, but you know what's right and what's wrong what to expect and how to be prepared for this shit. And it'll never come a time where you're like, I didn't know. It was nobody ever told me this shit.
My dad was.
Yeah, my dad was fucking insane.
I hate when people say, don't curse around the kids. You serious?
Your kids curse.
Are you fucking, what do you mean?
It don't matter, Jason. All I'm asking you to do, man, because you're my brother and I love you, please be prepared for that conversation.
Gotcha.
Figure it out now. Write down some notes.
Note taken.
She's going to get fucked. This movie's gonna get fucked.
I don't know about that.
She's
I mean,
get,
she is.
No,
but
she's
I
gonna get fucked bad.
Shut up, Oda.
I have a daughter too.
She's
gonna get her ass tore up.
She is, but
she gonna hit handstands and everything. She gonna deep throat somebody. Somebody gonna bust in her face.
She's going to. That's gonna all happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just real.
All that's gonna happen. She's
if you
gonna,
get over
and
that
she's
part,
gonna love
good.
The fuck out of it. That's the bad part.
Man.
She's gonna love it.
She gonna get fucked in the car. All the shit you did. Think about all the shit you did.
Because I was somebody's daughter.
It's true.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, got it.
No. I'm talking about she's going to get dick slapped.
Oh, nigga, okay, nigga.
No, Jay Smooth, I'm serious.
You talking about your daughter?
Yeah. If she's any good, is she going to be a boring motherfucker? She going to be a lonely motherfucker. I tell her straight up, you going to be a lonely, boring motherfucker? I know a whole lot of women that's boring and lonely.
Yeah.
Better be nasty. I know it's not some shit you're supposed to say as a father, but
yeah, I don't know if you should say that. Oh
yeah, why not?
Yeah,
you better
sure.
Be a nasty motherfucker.
Fuck it. Say you're gonna get dick slapped one day, little girl.
You're gonna get dick slapped.
So let me tell you about what a dick slap is. How it should be.
I want you to draw pictures of the dick slapping for.
Listen.
And make flashcards.
and just fan on.
Right. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, rarasinus.com. And if you're feeling really froggy, go ahead and jump and pay for that premium subscription at rarasinus.com/register. That's RARESONANCE.com/register, where you can get the premium show. Not just the premium show, but all the archives and the premium episodes that we do amongst ourselves. So also Slack. If you're not in the Slack yet, make sure you send the email to us, admin@rarasinus.com, and we can get you set up in the Slack room. O-Dub, they miss you in the Slack, man.
Man, I'm gonna start coming in.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I got something for them.
You got something for me?
The next 50 people get a free CD.
Okay, the next 50 people that come in Slack?
Come in Slack.
Well, our Slack room is kind of low, so you might drop that number down.
Just drop it. Well,
yeah,
I need 50
it's
people.
Like a family.
Yeah, I need 50.
Okay, 50 people get...
Well, 25. Can we go to 25?
Okay. The first 25 people that join the Slack room get a free CD.
Yeah. No, the first 25 people that bring a friend.
25 people that are already in the Slack,
they bring a friend.
Get a free CD.
And a free ticket to the next concert, October 13th.
And a free concert ticket for October. That's kind of quick, though, man.
Yeah.
Our people who listen to our show are spread out, though.
Bring them.
Okay. O-Dub does tour from here to all the way through the Bayou States.
Yeah,
so a lot of you guys who live in that area between here and Texas can definitely come out and see a show. But anyway, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.